Suga de Zimra really starts, as it seems, in the middle of Baruch Shamar. Baruch HaShulchan is Ma'ur. And L'chur, this is the only bracha that we find, really, that Baruch Ata Hashem is in the middle of the bracha. As it would seem, it would appear, that the bracha taka does not begin till the middle of Baruch Shamar. Besides that, maybe you could even be mafsik before you say Baruch Ata Hashem, because you haven't started Pesukei Dezimra yet. Either way, it's clear that L'chol HaPachas over here is the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra, as we mentioned in the past, that really Pesukei Dezimra was made up of Tilo L'David, which is Ashrei, which the Gemara says, whoever says Tilo L'David, Shlesha Pom Ba'yerim, Zdech L'Olam Habah, Ariz L'Olam Habah. Mamela we say three times a day. That was what we're supposed to say. And Chazal put in front of it a bracha lefanav bracha l'achirov, which is Baruch Shomar Nishtabach. And there were mashlim from the end of Tilul David to Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi till the end of Tilim, which is the Halalukos. And that's what's referred to in Chazal as Pesukei Dezimra. And then we're mashlim beforehand. We'll get to Hoidu, David HaMelech was masakin that Hoidu should be said before the Aron every single day, which is why we say it. And Mizmor Seidi Yichvei, also Chalakim of Pesukei Dezimra, which we mentioned. But Be'etzem, the Bracha Lefanav Bracha L'Achirov starts with Baruch Shamar and ends with Yishtabach. The Shaila is just a little Hadama. So the Bracha, what is the inin of a Bracha? What is the Lashon of Baruch? Baruch, loosely translated and translated by Art Scroll, which is why how most people grew up, is blessed. Blessed are you Hashem. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch. So Rabbeinu Bachai, the Rishonim speak about this at length, and Rabbeinu Bachai talks about it on the pasuk of V'chalta V'savalta V'rachtas Hashem L'kecha. He says this is the only place in the entire Torah that we find that there's a chiyuv to mivarach Hashem. What is the lashon of bracha that we mivarach Hashem? He says, how does it pass bracha? You can be mivarach somebody. Generally, you're giving somebody a bracha. Bracha is generally a lashon of ribui. It should be nizbarach, it should be greater, it should be bigger, you should have more than you have now in some aspect. By the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's not shaykh. He's the makor of everything. How does the pas b'chal lashon of bracha? So he says the pasha pshat is that in a chanami, bracha has nothing to do with Rebbeinu Shlomo, it has to do with it's not a birchas gavaya, terech gavaya, it's a terech hedyot. That we're being makir, it's hakara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makor ha-bracha. It's hakara, baruch is like a title like rachum, chanum. Baruch, he is Baruch, he is the makar of all the brachas, he is everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And it's really a lashon of halal v'hayda, it's a hakara that, thank you Rebbeinu Shlomo, who is the makar for all the brachas, it's a hakara that everything comes from you, we're thanking you for giving us everything. And that's why it says somebody doesn't, is nenu me'elam hazeh, and he's not mevarach, so it's kilu is gerizel from the Knesset Yisrael, Kedemeh. Because when you're makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makar brachas, then he's mashbia more. If you're not makir, so he's mashbia less. So the akara, it's more, baruch is not a lashon, for we're not trying to mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be any bigger than he is. Rather, it's for us, it's hard for us to be makir, that it comes from the makar brachas. Baruch Ata Hashem, you Hashem are the makar brachas. Then Rabbeinu Bachai continues, and this is how a number of the Rishonim go. The Rashi and Tshuva talks about it in Chelek Hei Simin Nun Aleph. Hachocham Asholim Shalta Mahu Inin Habrachis. Shabrachot Tosef Es Toiva Umayas Yosef Eved Ladoni. The whole Inin Pashas Habrachis, like the Rabbeinu Bachai has, is to give something else. Give, you should be Nisrabe, and by the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't pass. So he says, just to be summing up in one line, he basically says, Kocha inin habrachas shenu moedim lefanov al mezoyno yisov val teves hamagiyas lanu miita yisbaruch o mispalim shiyasmid tuvoy lebrucho yisov. It's more, it's not just a hakara, a halal lahayda. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to continue with his brachas, giving us, bestowing upon us his brachas. Why? Kidei sheyedu hakol shu baruch. That everybody... Kidei sheyedu hakol shu baruch. Ukraimrei baruch mevaruch pekol nirsham. That we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be moisef on his brachas, to give more brachas than he has, that everybody will be makir that it's coming from you, that you are the makar habrachas, that you should be misrab. It is a lashon of ribui. What are we giving ribui? It's not just ribui for us that we're being makir. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be marbe yir hatocha. Please, you are the makar of everything, and you can't have more than you already have, but you could give us more than you've been giving us. And that is the Lashon of Baruch. Baruch's Lashon of Vimarbe, for example, we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks, one of the rais that the Rishonim bring is from the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks Yishmol to give him a bracha. Bracha is Zayin Amar Alf. Yishmol Brachi B'ni Barcheni. And we don't find any Lashon of Halav Ha'idah there. He says, Yiratzen Sheikh Beshur Rachamecha's Kasvo, Migurlu Rachamecha Midesecha. He was asking that you should have more Rachmanis on us than you have. You have a certain amount of Rachmanis, have even more Rachmanis. Migurlu Rachamecha Midesecha. That you should have even more. That's the Indian of Baruch, and that's Betzem. Every bracha has both nekudas inside of it. Even Rabbeinu Bachai says there are these two nekudas. There's the he's the makar bracha, it's the akar, it's the haidah, and it's also a tefillah that we're asking that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be nitzrabe, his midas, his showing his midas to us in this world. That is, we're asking that he should be marmen. There's another nekudah that's really the next tshuva in the Rashba. A bunch of tshuvas here. Chelik Nun, Itzim Nun, Nun Aleph, Nun Bey, Nun Hey is extremely important if you have time. Levar Lecha Inyan Parshas Kriyashma, Kabbal Samach Shamayim, what it is. But in Nun Bey, he says that it's very interesting to note that every brachas, at least the Birchas the Mitzvahs and many other brachas, they start B'Lashon Noichach, we're speaking directly to Hashem, and afterwards they end B'Lashon Nistar, we start speaking in to Kadosh Baruch Hu in like third person. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Blessed, Baruch Atah, Mitzrabe. You Mekor Baruch is Hashem, you Atah Hashem, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu. Doesn't say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoysecho, right? With your mitzvahs. B'mitzvoyso, with his mitzvahs. Referring to Hashem. We start off with Lashon Noichach, and we end with Lashon Nistar. So why do we switch in the middle? It says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'etzem, has both of those qualities. He's Noichach and Nistar. His Atmius, we have no idea whatsoever. He's totally Nistar. However, in the way that he interacts with the world, he's very Noichach. We makar Kadosh Baruch Hu by his Midos. The fact that he's Rachum, the fact that he's Chanum, the fact with that, that's the way that we're makar. That's the Noichach. We see, we perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Memela, that's why we start off with Lashon Noichach. However, Atzmusa Yisbarach, where the Makar of all the Tzivuim come from, that we have no idea. And therefore, it's Lashon Nistar. In Shemayin Esrei, we only do Lashon Noichach. There's no Asher Kedishon B'mitzvayso. Baruch Atah Hashem. Shemayin HaTvila. Baruch Atah Hashem. Chanun Or Rezlayach. Baruch Atah Hashem. It's all Noichach. Because Ramam is speaking straight to Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, it's always Lashon Noichach. In Baruch Shomar also, as we start, Baruch Atah Hashem. Elekeinu Melech HaOlam. Also, there's no Lashon Noichach. We don't really have a Lashon of Nistar over here. Because we're being Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all his midas. And his midas is the way that we're makir him. That's the Noichach. Memela, there is no Nistar over here. Interestingly enough, the bracha continues, and some people even take it out. Avu Drom takes it out. Hakel, Ha'avar Achamon. There's a number of brachas that start off after Baruch HaKadosh Hashem, Lekinu Melech HaOlam, Hakel, Avinu Malkeinu, like we say in benching. Hakel, Haravis Rivenu. There they take it out. We don't say Hakel. We say Ravas Yivin. Because you already said Elikinu Melech HaOlam. How does it pass Hakel? Hakel is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makar of everything. Is the Baal HaKoyches Kulam. You already said he's Elikinu Melech HaOlam. What are you saying Hakel? So some people take it out. But most people leave it in. You need 87 words. And that's one of the 87 words. They take it out. They have to put in a different word. Oh, it's the Mai separation instead of Oh, it's separation. They put in something else. Alachura Aderech HaPshat. Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisav, I saw also Ha'aretz HaTfilah, he says like this. He says, Elokeinu is Lashon of Din. Elokim is Lashon of Din. Is the Shem of Din. Shem of Ayah is the Shem of Rachmim, and Elokeinu is Shem of Din. So when we say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we're really referring to the Din. But when we continue Akel, Ha'over Rachamon, we're starting Kel is always Lashon of Rachamim. Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum Mechanim. So when we start with Lashon of Rachamim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ovar Rachamon, Hakel HaOvar Rachamon, you're not just the Ovar Rachamon, that you're a father. You're much more than that. You're Hakel, you're Baal HaKoyches Kulam, who is the Baal HaRachamim. You have the Yichelus, every father wants to give as much as they could to their child. But not every father has the ability to give. Hakel HaOvar Rachamon, you're the Baal HaKoyches Kulam, you have the Yichelus, and you're a Rachamim, like Avar Rachamon. So you have both qualities. You have the Yichelus, and you have the Avos, to be able to give everything. HaRachamon, it doesn't refer to him as Rachum. It's HaRachamon. Simi Baruch Shomar, it says, because Rachum is the quality, is the middle. Rachamon is the constant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly Kela of HaRachamon. He's constantly giving us Rachamon. HaMuhulu B'fi Amayim. The Machali between the Lashon of Muhulu and lashon of meshubach mafar mehulal b'fi amoy meshubach mafar b'lashon chasidah v'avodav. What's the difference between amoy and chasidah v'avodav, and what's the difference between mehulal and meshubach mafar? So mehulal is generally to laud, to extol. When you're singing somebody's praises, when you're singing somebody else's praises, by Sarah, you're saying out loud, you're extolling, you're singing somebody's praises, that's b'fi amay. That's the type of praise that anybody could give. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's certain things that are so clear that you're saying it out b'fi amay. You don't need anything internal to have such a hakara. That everybody could see. B'fi amay, everybody's like that. Meshubach u'mefar, that's lashon, that's more to mishabeach, to praise, to mefar, to glorify. That's more something which comes from the pnimius. B'lashon, lashon is inside. B'fi is outside, and lashon is inside the peh. When you close your mouth, you see the peh, but you don't see the lashon. That's something which more comes from his boininess, that comes from akar pnimius, that takes something chasidah v'avodah. Chasidah, I would think, chasid is, the way the Mesillas Sharm defines a chasid, is somebody that's choshish, to be mekayim other shitas that are not mechuyev mikra adin. What's the var to that? That's somebody that's oivin me'ava. Somebody that's oivin me'ava, that he doesn't have to do just the bare minimum or what is mechuyev. He does even more. He does more than he's expected. That's somebody that's oivin me'ava. Even somebody that's oivin me'ira. So shen chasidah v'avadov, it's not just b'fi amay. Those that are oivin me'ava, those that are oivin me'ira, there you have the hakar pnimis that comes meshubach mefar. I saw something extremely interesting. The rest of the Eitz Yosef says in the Sefer Oitzrat Tfilos, there's a bunch of different perushim. The Eitz Yosef says that the next B'shiri David Avdecha Nalel Hashem Alekeinu, with the Shirim of David HaMelech, who's the makar of the Shirim, says will be Nalel Hashem Alekeinu, will extol, laud you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And it goes through that all the different lashonos refer to different Tfilos that we're about to say. Nalel Hashem Alekeinu is that will be Mahalal you, is Hoidu Lashem. That's the first chelak of Pesukei Dezimra. That David was misakin to say before the Aron in the Beis Hamikdash. So B'shiri David Avdechon Halelcho will say Hoidu Hashem Lekeinu. B'shvachei is the Shevach Hagadol of Mizmor L'Tayda, which the Mechaber Pasim is supposed to say. Beis Yosef says he's supposed to say B'shiri Benigin Kol HaShirim. It says they're going to be Asli is Batal except for Mizmor L'Tayda. That is the Shevach Hagadol. U'Bizmirei says Pesukei Dezimra, which is Yichvoid, and it's the rest of the Halalukas that come afterwards. Negadelcha is referring to Oz Yashir, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisgadu B'fnei Kol HaAmim in the whole entire world. Mishabechecha is Yishtabach. Nefeercha is the Lashon of Yifaruch HaSel, is the first bracha that we say in Brichas Kriyashma. Renazkir Shimcha will be Mazkir Yashim Hashem, like we say a few times in the bracha of the second bracha of Brichas Kriyashma Avarabo. Bekeir of Tonos Shimcha HaGadol, we say a few times Kibishin Kochcha Godom and Rabotoknu, refer to the Renazkir Shimcha. Vinamlichcha is Kabbalah's Omach Shemaim. That's Shema that we say afterwards. Vinamlichcha Malkinu Elekinu. Yochid Cheho Elamim. That's referring to Shmoina Esrei. The Cheho Elamim, Che is Blashin Chai, Shmoina Esrei, which is the Shmoina Esrei Brachas for the Cheho Elamim. Afterwards, it wasn't just that it happened to work out that it was Shmoina Esrei Brachas. It's Cheho Elamim to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we have. Shmoneh Esrei Brachos, after it was switched to 19, Melech Meshubach Mefor Adiyat Shmoyah Gadol. Meshubach Mefor, that you say refers to Tila Ladavid, which is Ashrei, which really comes afterwards. It comes before and then it comes afterwards. And that's the Shebach Mefor that we're Mefor, and Kama Vakama, meaning Lashonis, Ashrei, is full of Lashonis of Hitler. Meshabeach Mefor Adiyat Shmoyah Gadol is referring to Uvalatzion, where we say Kadosh, 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 which the Targum translates, which we say in Uvalatzion, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh here, Kadosh in the Shamayim, Kadosh Lasid Lavei, Adayad Shemaya Gadol. Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mehulal Batish Bochois, the Goyin says something extremely interesting, they bring down a mashal from the Goyin, Melech Mehulal Batish Bochois. He's praised, he's extolled, he's lauded, with what? Batish Bochois, with praises. What's the other choice? You could be Mehulal with what? Chesreinus? Give me Mahul with Chesreinus. They bring down a mashal that there was once a king that had a birthday, and he brought all his officers and all his servants to come in to be Mahal him. And each one that came in, he would give them something special. This one said you're the strongest king with the biggest army, and this one says that you're the smartest king, and this one says that you're the most benevolent king, and this one says each one gives their own milah. Till one tsar comes in and he says, you know, king, you have a crooked nose. He said, off with your head. So as they about to put him into the gallows, to hang him on the gallows, they said, just, we understand that you're a pikeach. What were you thinking, Bechlal? So he says, I'll tell you the truth, I gave the biggest shevach to the king. Why? Everybody else just gave one. They only mentioned one of his milas. This one said he's most benevolent, this one said he's the strongest, this one said he's the smartest. I said that he has all the milas. The only thing that he has that's not the mila is he has a crooked nose. Everything else is he has. So I said all the milas. I said the biggest thing. So sometimes it's shaykh to be mahala somebody with migrayus, with chisrenes. Like it could be. But by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not shaykh. Because he has no chisrenes whatsoever. The mila, the only way to be mishabeach to Ribbono Shel Olam is taka melech mehulal dafka b'sishbochek. So the Kabbalah for this week is maybe to think the Indian of Baruch Atah Hashem, like you mentioned earlier, either the Lashon that he's the Makar HaBrachis, or that the more that he's the Lashon of Ribui, that we're asking that he should be Marbe his Hatava to us, so that the entire world should be Makir, that he's the Ribbono Shel Olam, at least in Baruch Shamar, or if not, you could check to choose a different bracha, first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, first bracha you say in the morning, something for the next week, Be'ez HaShem.